They still don't understand how urgent the situation is.
What is wrong with the economy is we're running a $2 trillion deficit in what's supposed to be an expansion. Washington's out of control. You've got a major presidential candidate who wants to raise taxes by $5 trillion. It's the most insane proposal ever. It would destroy the stock market.
The globalists want to vertically integrate the economy. That's why they shut down every Western nation on earth for over a year and a half, third world nations for up to 3 years, to devastate local economies and independent businesses and infrastructure. And that's why the average globalist more than doubled their wealth during COVID. And they have admitted, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them, that was a test for carbon lockdowns, civil unrest lockdowns. The low number, 20 million in the actuary insurance companies, the high number, 30 plus million dead from the shots.
What appears is that Pfizer, when they provided these documents to the FDA and to the EMA and to Health Canada, they took these standard plasmid maps that are generated through programs that we all have access to, and they deleted the little notation that said there's SV40 sequences in there. And the FDA, apparently out of, I can only think, incompetence, didn't take the raw DNA sequences, reconstruct those plasmid maps, and look at them themselves. They just took for granted what Pfizer had given them. And now this has all come out because of these researchers that did functionally something akin to the lot release testing that is not happening.
So there was probably somebody at Pfizer who knew they were what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is from peer-reviewed literature, and it's scientists based in Japan and South Korea. And what they've done is they've taken COVID vaccines, mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and cultured them, incubated them, to try and duplicate the conditions in the human body. And they've found nanostructures have developed. And these are some of the nanostructures that were observed in, as I've said before, conditions that were designed to duplicate human cells in the human body that developed from the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're owned, the patents are owned 50% by NIH, nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project.
The mRNA shots, for anybody who got two or more, triggered the production of something called IgG4, which I don't know if we've talked about it before, but IgG4 is the immune system's own message to itself to turn itself down. That IgG4 signal to turn down the immune system is now connected to the presence of spike protein. At a bioengineering level, it is trivial to add spike protein to something else. The question is, how can you deliver a biological weapon that harms your enemies without harming your population? You have to separate those two populations in some way. The obvious way to do it is to inoculate your population so that they have an immunity. The enemy population doesn't have an immunity, right? Mind you, this is all wildly immoral, but if you think like a weapons maker, this makes some kind of sense. But this is not the only way. That's where the IgG4 thing really throws me. Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down.
It isn't like HIV that eats white blood cells, you know, that goes and kills white blood cells. It turns off the special type of white blood cell that is the general. And listeners are like, okay, you talked about this last week. You know, I feel like I should only talk about this and the 350,000 missing kids, many of them in sex slavery, they admit, and slave labor. I mean, like one of these things alone, like they gave you a shot they knew turns your immune system off. A vaccine is supposed to turn it up. We have a psychotic, mad scientist, criminal government that is organizing and